And welcome back to the Unpopular Playground. This is Debbie. Ramon couldn't join us tonight. He's going to be back with us to go over in detail about the four types of people that you're going to need to avoid, the reason why we need to put up boundaries. And Debbie and I are going to touch on these four things just a little bit, but we definitely don't want to miss out on Ramon's insight as well. So we're going to do a separate podcast for each one of these. And the first type is narcissists. And a little bit of information that I have here is that they often seek attention and admiration while disregarding others' feelings and boundaries. And we want to help you protect your emotional well-being from their self-centered behavior. Debbie, what's the first thing that you come up with in your head when you think of narcissists? Life-sucking entities, me too. And it seems like a lot of people are real quick to call people narcissists. But I think that within the age of social media, they're a lot more prevalent because they have a platform to put themselves out to and to suck in more victims.
No, I agree with that. And it's hard today because people don't socialize the way. It's easy to become a narcissist because you're just building yourself up and bragging about yourself, and there's nobody there to cut you down and say, hey,
right,
not as you are.
Speaking of, you know, yeah. I think that's
a lot of the problem today. And I think there's such competition in the world amongst everybody, age groups, sexes, everything. And everybody's trying to be better than the next person. So people are one-upping the other.
The one-uppers. Oh my gosh, great minds think alike. Yeah. And I don't know, after all the research that I've done, because I was in a really crazy situation, and we'll deep dive into this when we talk with Ramon on it, but probably the best thing that I can think of from my experience is like a cult, like the narcissist leaders are cult leaders, if you think about that, because the Jim Jones and all of the cult leaders, they isolate you into their own little world and they want to alter your reality. Yeah, a lot of people are selfish and self-centered, but I think narcissists is resources that you can look up. And that's how I discovered that I was in that situation specifically. But I'm looking forward to talking about this and going into a deep dive on it. I'm by no means an expert other than having had the displeasure of being with one and getting myself sucked into that. Another type of person that you want to avoid are energy vampires, the people that drain your energy, enthusiasm, being overly negative or demanding. And it's real important with these type of people to set your limits. What are your thoughts on that real quick?
Oh, those are the people that I've had many that have worked for me. And those are the ones you learn after about a week, you never say, because right then they're going to suck the life right out of you. And it's okay, I hope your day gets better. Bye and move on. They never have anything positive to say. They're never in a good mood. And these are the people you need to avoid because they're feeling down. They want to bring everybody else down. And I'll tell you, there's times that I've had people say to me, wow, you must have a great life because you're always happy and cheerful. And they had no idea that behind my facade, I had a husband who was dying. I had to work, come home, take care of him. But I never let it be known to anybody that was around me. And I could have walked around with all my sorrows. But that's what they do. And it's like they mope. They're like, oh, droopy. My staff, when they did that, I would walk behind them and go, hey, come on, let's go. Pip, pip, pip. Come on, get it.
Your name's Debbie, and you're the farthest thing from being it. The third thing is manipulators. Ugh. They use guilt, shame, emotional blackmail to control others. Make clear boundaries to help you from being exploited. And you're not responsible for other people's feelings. And it's really weird because these manipulator and energy vampire, that's all in the category narcissism. That all falls into that mini cult or anybody else, a They can have a mini of one or many, and they do all of those things. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Will try to manipulate you at some time in your life. It's like a kid. They're going to push your buttons to see how far they can go. That's the way mankind is. But you have to realize that this is what's going on, and you set your points and no, this is not going to work. It happens in business. It happens in relationships. And they do it by shaming you. They do it by guilt, especially, is one of the big things that they use. You have to know yourself and love yourself, and you won't be manipulated because all of their tricks are not going to work.
Exactly. If you're clear who you are and overly caring about other people's feelings, I think it's the feelings, from what I've discovered, that they try to manipulate the most. If they can get a grasp on your feelings and they try to tell you how to feel and what you are feeling, and you're not feeling a certain way, if they want to try and monopolize and make a claim on how you're feeling, that right there is manipulation. That's a huge red flag to know that it's a manipulation tactic. And if you don't do what they want, then they cast you aside. They accuse you of casting them aside. Right.
And how that too is to manipulate you. They make you think that, oh, here, let's go here and we'll do this. And I brought you something and a little gift or something. And it's to make you feel that they're doing all these nice things for you, and they make you feel like they're buying you, and so that you are indebted to them. When you finally decide that at some point you don't want to do something that they want you to do and you have a mind of your own, that's when the explosion goes off, because you are your own person and you can't be manipulated anymore. And then all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah. I think I've had that experience where it's somebody, I'm not going to mention who, but they would do these little favors and be like, oh, do you want me to pick your son up? All these little things. Oh, let me go get this for you. I'm at the store already. Do you need me to get you something? And these many little things, it's almost like death by a thousand cuts. So it's death by a thousand favors, because these little favors are not inconveniencing them. But then, you know, they think that by doing this, then they're going to ask one thing of you, but you're going to have to completely rearrange your whole life. And then they're going to bring up all of these little things.
Yes.
Oh, I got you things. I picked your son up. I did this or whatever. It's like them giving you a bunch of pennies and they're asking $1,000 from you, but then want to talk about all the little pennies that they gave you. Yeah. How that's equal. And that right there, my friends, is manipulation.
Yes, it is.
And that's why we have to know the difference.
Topics that we talked about before, all of these about getting to know yourself and setting your boundaries and that, all of those tie in. Once you learn how to do all of those, when you run across these people, you're going to know how to handle them, because you already built up your abilities to create your boundaries.
Yeah. And if you don't have those clear boundaries in those four areas that we talked about before. And then the only other thing that I have, the major one when I did my research, was critic. They're constantly negative or overcritical of individuals, and they undermine your confidence and your self-esteem. Having boundaries can shield you from unnecessary negativity and encourages a more supportive environment. And it kind of goes back to the Debbie Downer that you talked about when you mentioned your achievements, why you need to keep some of your plans to yourself and let your success be the publisher. Because if you tell people things in advance, they're going to say, oh, I don't think you can do that, because they don't want to do the extra work. So they're going to criticize everything that you do. How would you say that the critic is different?
I agree. I think the critics, a lot of times I find people that criticize other people, it's because they're so unhappy with them and their inabilities to do things or accomplish things that they put other people down because it makes them feel better about themselves. And it's just telling somebody, oh, you're never going to make it. You're never going to do that. It's their way of making themselves feel good, although I don't know why it would make them feel good, but they just don't want to see anybody succeed. They are jealous of people that succeed. So that's where the negativity comes from. If you take somebody that they've grown up together and one goes off and does something, makes a great career for themselves, and the other one has a good career in that, but will never say, wow, that's really great and you did really well. No, they'll always find that I have a perfect example. Married and I bought a car and I went to visit my sister. And she said to me, I had Jimmy, which is a smaller version of this.
Okay.
And when I got to her house, because she had a bigger family, I only had one kid. And she had the big Ford, I don't know what the hell they were, but it was the big Explorer.
Like this.
So she goes, oh, how do you like your little car? And it was because she was, it was just, it was a jealousy. It was like a criticize it, boasting that it was big. It's because I had exceeded everything in my life above her. And this was like, oh, her car was bigger than mine. Big deal. But that's what it is.
That's her only thing she can flex is the bigger
car. The big sister, if I had a bigger engagement ring or whatever else, would be like, oh, yeah, that's nice. Can't say something positive. Can't be encouraging. It's just got to be
loaded with backhanded compliments is what it sounds like.
They just can't hand out a compliment.
And that's a shame that it's no reflection on you. They could, but it's much easier to bring other people down so that they don't have to do the work. Because I think success is the success one. But don't want to do. It's just easier to bring other people down than to actually do the work to get there themselves. That I'm still in the middle of researching some great tips on how to practically set these boundaries that I'm excited to be able to share when we go into our deep dives. Our video podcasts are only going to be available on YouTube. So if you're listening, you definitely want to come over to YouTube. That's going to be our new structure. And we plan on having a bunch of for season 4. So it's like a little precursor when we kick off our official season 4 in September when we start going live where you can participate in the conversation on whatever social media platform you're listening to, which I know for sure will be Facebook, Instagram, and I think X as well, a few others. So that's going to be really exciting. I wanted to share that. And so we thought we would share an introduction of these for reasons to have boundaries, and you'll definitely want to come over for the information on how we're going to put out what you can do for some practical advice on boundaries. That's our theme for the month, and the types of people that you need to avoid, what we're going to do. You can look forward to content at least weekly for audio listeners, and we're going to have tons of extra content, both video with our discussions. And on our social media, we'll try and have little clips of different types of tips, lists, etc., that can help you with our themes for this season. And I'm going to let Debbie conclude.
And what I end with is all the information that we gave you today, I want you to use that information and think about it. Think about how you're going to apply that to your everyday life and experiences. To make your boundaries, to avoid being taken by these sorts of people and figure out ways that you can avoid situations that will get you into problems with narcissists and how you're going to make yourself not fall prey to their little tactics.
I couldn't agree more. We thought that this would be a great place to start. Setting boundaries and avoiding these type of people, because if you don't, it's going to take years off of your life. You might be in high school or a young adult. These type of people are going to prey on you first. All the best years of your life are going to be sucked up if you allow these people in your life and don't set those boundaries.
That's the whole in a nutshell.
All right. So we're going to conclude for now. Make sure to tune in next week for our first deep dive on the topic of narcissism and our experience with that and some practical tips on that. And Ramon will be joining us on that next week. Debbie, have anything else?
No, just think about all the people you know and think about what categories they might fall in and think about if you are going to fall.
All right. That. Stay curious, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.